Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on February 25 regarding Matthew D'Oliveira, D-E, capital O-L-I-V-E-I-R-A. As per the records provided, Matthew D'Oliveira underwent x-rays at University Hospital on 2/15/20. Paralysis involved his clavicle and hand to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 12/16/20. He was seen by Dr. Chumar, C-H-U-M-M-A-R, who ascertained a history that the claimant got his finger hit by a metal bar while working. But the bar weighed roughly 40 pounds and pinned his finger between the bar and another large piece of metal. He was told at the emergency room that he broke the distal tip of the fourth digit. Apparently he also had a subungual hematoma and his nail was removed. He's taking tramadol as needed for pain and wearing a splint. He was evaluated and diagnosed with fracture of the right finger and subungual hematoma. Motor exam was limited by pain, as was range of motion. He followed up with Dr. Chumar and her associate named Dr. Racaniello, R-A-C-A-N-I-E-L-L-O, on 12/19/20. He was He needs his hand rebandaged, and he was going to be rechecked on Monday. New paragraph. On 12/23/20, Mr. D'Oliveira was seen by orthopedist Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. His assessments were open tuft fracture with nail bed repair on his right hand, as well as significant trapezius spasm, which appeared to be more neck related than his shoulder. They applied Xeroform petroleum gauze to his nail bed repair and gave him additional bandages to use at home. They also made a new alumifoam splint for his finger and applied it for him. He did not think there was anything that required surgery, but he would benefit from physical therapy and a muscle relaxant more likely than anything else for his trapezial spasm issue. He heard Dr. German again on 4/23/21. He noted Mr. D'Oliveira had since undergone surgery by Dr. Montgomery on 2/17/21. At the time of shoulder surgery, he had repair of a small full-thickness rotator cuff tear in the supraspinatus and labral repair carried out in the anterior inferior glenoid, but he also had debridement of a type 1 slap tear. On this visit, his complaints were basically inadequate strength and fatigue in his shoulder. The shoulder was assessed clinically, as was the injured finger. The latter looked to be healed quite nicely and had no obvious defects. His final visit with Dr. German was on 7/22/21. period. He recommended additional physical therapy for the shoulder. Period. No additional treatment for the involved finger was recommended. Period. New paragraph. On 1-7-21, he indeed came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Montgomery. Period. He performed x-rays of the right fingers that demonstrated a distal tuft fracture of the ring finger that was healing well. Period. X-rays of the shoulder were also done. Period. He was optimistic that good nail regrowth would continue to improve with conservative management. Period. However, his symptoms remained in the shoulder. Period. On 1-12-21, he did undergo a right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 2-17-21, Dr. Montgomery performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Montgomery was rendered through 9-13-21. Period. He had returned to all activities as tolerated and was pleased with his progress. Period. He had done well in work conditioning and was advanced as expected. Period. Dr. Montgomery deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement at that time and could be cleared for full duty without restriction. Period. New paragraph on 1-24-22, Dr. Horowitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z, performed a permanency evaluation, the most relevant parts of which will be inserted as marked. Period. Unfortunately, he did not specify which edition of the AMA guides he utilized or the methodology for deriving his permanent partial disability, not only of the right hand, but also of the right arm. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 12-15-20, Matthew de Oliveira's right hand was struck by a heavy metal object at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays of the hand showed a tuft fracture of the ring finger. Period. He also had a nail bed laceration that was sutured. Period. He was placed in a zero foam gauze and splint. Period. He followed up with Dr. Chumar on 12-16-20. Period. Mr. De Oliveira also came to the care of Dr. Gehrman. Period. Treatment with him primarily focused on the shoulder. Period. Similarly, he had an MRI of the right shoulder followed by surgery on it by Dr. Montgomery. Period. His finger was noted to be healing, and if not, in fact, already healed nicely over the next short period of time. Period. Ultimately, he was cleared for full duty with respect not only to the finger, but to the shoulder. Period. New paragraph. The rating, the impairment rating offered by Dr. Horowitz does not correlate with the clinical exam and progress noted in his treatment documentation. Period. I have been asked to generate an impairment rating relative to the finger only, comma, not the shoulder. Period. End.